It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the Uncut Edition. And let me explain exactly what we do here on the weekend edition of Opinions Matter. If you watch us at all during the week on our live Facebook show, which is normally around about 1:30 on a weekday, you will have seen that at the start of it, myself and Jeremy, or Katie if she's here, sit here in the studio talking absolute, utter rubbish for 10 or 15 minutes while the audience is building up on our Facebook page before we have our main podcast. And like I said, we talk about the most random rubbish. So, on this episode of Opinions Matter, you will hear Jeremy declare his newfound fetish for manicured fingernails. One of us has a manky car with mouldy old nuggets under the back seat. But which one of us is it? And that time that you were grounded as a kid, what exactly did you do? All that and much more besides on this special weekend episode of Opinions Matter, which we release every Saturday. And it's completely, utterly and totally unedited. What you're about to hear, we haven't listened to again. We've just lobbed it into the podcast and hope for the best. So enjoy it. All right, let's kick off with our conversation last Monday.
I've changed my mind about that, by the way.
About what?
The thing we were just talking about off air.
In what regard?
Huh?
In what regard?
What regard?
In what way have you changed your mind?
Nails.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you listen, good afternoon, by the way, good evening.
How are you, everybody?
Yeah, how are you? If you,
By the way.
It's good to start the sentence with, by the way.
Why? It makes absolutely no sense.
No, it does.
So I'm after starting this recording and your very first words were, by the way.
Yeah, because, you know, if I meet a random person on the street, say I meet Tarquin.
Tarquin? Who's Tarquin?
Oh, a lot of people around my area are called Tarquin. Very middle class to upper class gentry. Gentry names, if you will.
Tarquin?
Yeah.
Find me one person in Dublin that's called Tarquin and I'll give
My next door neighbour is called Benedict.
That's different to Tarquin.
Benedict.
You said Tarquin.
Yeah, but anyway, if you walk down the road and you meet Tarquin, you go, by the way, Tarquin. So it's okay to start the sentence with, by the way. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, lads, this is for lads in particular, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about women's nails? Now, if you listen to a podcast or a radio show of me from 5 years ago or even 6 years ago or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And if you, so let's pretend this was 6 years ago.
Okay, 6 years ago, yeah.
So my voice was a bit more like that back then.
No, it still is.
So we don't have to put on the voice and do it now.
Well, not really, no.
So pretend this is 6 years ago. Adrian, ask me a question.
Jeremy, what do you think of nails?
I know you were a lot more hoarse then because you were smoking 60 a day.
Okay, so I am.
So this is pre-cancer, Adrian.
Okay.
Okay,
Jeremy.
That, by the way, that's what it sounded like.
Oh, really?
I don't know how we had any listeners.
Anyway,
when you laugh, you still sound like
Do you? What are your thoughts on women?
No, you have a bit more stuttering because you used to stutter more.
Jeremy,
yeah, go.
What's your thoughts on women getting their nails done?
Waste of time and money, Adrian. Waste of time.
Waste of time and money.
I wouldn't even, if a woman had fungus growing under her nails, I wouldn't even notice. I don't notice.
I know the time I told you about your woman who had fungus growing under her nails.
She
said that was disgusting.
She actually did.
She did.
Myself and Adrian once were in the company. This sounds a lot more exciting than it was. But 7 8 were once in the company of a woman.
Yeah,
that's the story.
Yeah.
And we were chatting to this woman, and this woman was impeccably groomed.
Impeccably groomed. She really was.
Now she's not the youngest sheep in the herd.
No, but she's easy enough on the eye.
For her age.
Yeah.
For her age. Yeah. Now, as I said, she wouldn't be the youngest lamb.
Get on with the story, will you?
She wouldn't be the youngest lamb in the slaughter. You know what I mean? She's a good looking woman for her age.
Yeah.
Anyway. And Adrian was kicking me as we were talking to her.
Yeah.
Kicking me in the leg.
He literally was.
And he was directing his eyes towards her hands, as in, look at her hands.
Yep.
Look at her hands.
Yeah.
And I placed my lovely blue eyes down at her hands, and to my horror, ladies and gentlemen,
She had the mankiest fingernails ever.
And someone's going to suggest maybe she was doing a bit of gardening because I garden with my hands. I don't use a trowel.
Yeah, but I use gloves. I put gloves on.
Nah, that's wimps. Wimps. Wimps.
Your garden is only about 1 foot by 1 foot.
It's actually a half a foot by half a foot.
Oh, it's a half.
Excuse you. And that's why I don't need gloves. But it wasn't muck that was in there. It was just, I'll be honest with you, it was like she's after picking her hole.
It was disgusting.
Wasn't it?
Oh, it was vile.
And
anyway, there was a time in life when I'd have asked you about fingernails and women manicuring their fingernails. Some men, by the way.
There's two things I would notice on a woman. Baps.
Oh, here we go again. Oh. We've had this conversation before. It's so infantile.
What's infantile?
Baps.
Well, no, that's what I notice about it. I know the baps and clean hair.
Baps and clean hair?
Yeah.
Why, who has dirty hair?
I don't like a woman with greasy hair.
Oh, okay. Anyway, go on.
And I never used to notice nails until, because my wife.
God rest her.
Oh, no, she's still with us. Oh. She's actually listening today. How are you?
Oh, okay.
Mr. D. My wife never had nails.
Oh, sorry, Elaine wants to know, this is a breaking news here.
Oh, really? It doesn't matter.
DJ Carey got 5.5 years. He did. It was just announced there a while ago.
Elaine, you could have Googled it.
Yeah, but he did. 5.5 years, DJ Carey got.
Elaine reminds me of people like that put up on Facebook groups. Does anybody know what time Finglas and Clearwater is open till? Fucking Google it!
Anyway, there's your answer.
Actually,
anyway.
What time is Tesco's and
what?
Clearwater open till?
I don't know. Google it.
Google, okay. Anyway.
So back to the fingernails.
My wife never had fingernails.
Ever?
Before.
She must have looked very strange without any fingernails.
Up until about 5 years ago, she was never allowed to have, because of her job. She wasn't allowed to have fingernails.
Okay.
And then they changed the rules.
You mean manicured fingernails? She had to have fingernails.
Oh, no, she had fingernails, but they weren't manicured. Yes.
Yeah.
So they were always like bitten and all that.
Stubbly L yolks,
yes. You wouldn't say that to her face. Anyway.
What if she had them?
But she doesn't anymore. That's the point. Anyway, then they changed the rules in her job where she was allowed to have chillicks?
Shellac. Shellac.
Oh, I'm very relaxed.
No, shellac.
Oh, shellac. Shillicks.
Shellacs.
Yeah. And she started going to the nail salon quite a bit.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks, actually. Now, she did lie to me about the price of it, but that's another day's work.
So, go on, anyway. And now you're into nails. And I remember saying to you years ago, nails on a woman, I love nails. Yeah. Love nails. And you used to laugh at me.
Yeah, I did used to laugh at you. I used to laugh at you over many, many things.
But you used to laugh at me when I told you.
Well, now I am converted. I am a nails man. Because I see, my wife does them once a week now, which is probably OTT. She does them at home.
Oh, yeah.
She's a nail technician.
Oh, yeah.
What? I know, they're properly done. But I have to say, when I see a woman now, and I'll often point it out to my wife, so the other day we were out for a meal, a lovely meal, in a P.F. Chang's.
You what?
P.F. Chang's.
What's P.F. Chang's?
Well, I'll give you a guess what kind of food they serve. What would you say?
P.F. Chang's.
Chang's.
Oh, Chang's.
Chang's.
I thought you said Jang's.
No, P.F. Chang's. Come on.
P.F. Chang's. They serve burgers and chips.
Ah, shut up. Anyway, we was out for a lovely, very exclusive restaurant. This is booking by appointment only.
P.F. Chang's.
It's a restaurant. Restaurant.
P.F. Chang's is a fast food takeaway.
It's not a fast food takeaway. It's a very, very salubrious restaurant of Asian cuisine that does dumplings and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful restaurant.
Yeah, very nice. Okay.
Anyway, it was in P.F. Chang's, very exclusive restaurant. You have to book ahead and you actually have to have letters after your name to get a table there.
So how'd you get in?
Well, letters after
your name. You put fake names after?
No. There's letters. They're H-dip.
But where's P.F. Chang's?
Doesn't matter where. I'm not going to disclose where I went. It was in London.
Oh, it was in London?
I don't know if they have them here. Anyway, went to P.F. Chang's. And the girl that was serving us in P.F. Chang's, Gabriella.
How are you, Gabriella?
Oh, she just lives in London.
Yeah, she probably listens to Opinions Matter.
We don't have listeners outside this room to this podcast. Anyway, Gabriella, who was serving us, the first thing I noticed about her was she had beautiful fingernails. And I said it to my wife. So I notice manicures on women now. And I have to say, a woman without a manicure is not a woman. There you go, I said it.
I used to say that, and you used to laugh at me and say no.
Yeah, but I used to say a lot of things. I used to say I wouldn't give my kids suitors. Now they have suitors coming out their ears. My kids have a collection. But it's a lovely, and my message, and I don't want a woman shame here, okay? But if you don't have your nails done, you're going to be left on the shelf, ladies.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. When I think of...
Now, I liked it myself, but I wouldn't put it that strongly.
Oh, I love licking a shellac.
Really?
Yeah, I love an old lick of a shellac.
It's a bit weird.
Why is it weird?
You're going to lick her fingernails?
Oh, yeah, I like...
Licking fingernails?
I like licking a fingernail.
You sick bastard.
No, what's sick about it?
It's disgusting.
So she got one that's done recently because of the time of year. She got them done in orange and black. It's time of year.
Orange and black?
Autumnal. They're autumnal colours.
She's got the Kilkenny colours done on her...
No, she has autumnal nails now at the moment.
Autumnal nails?
Yeah. Angela says, you're very right, Jeremy, actually. Angela, thanks. I love getting my nails done. Now, Angela, here's the thing, and I want to bring this out to every man. If your missus...
Mm-hmm.
Because my wife lied to me for about 5 years about this, yeah? If your missus is telling you it's only €15 to get your nails done, she's a fucking liar.
What is that something she used to tell you?
How much do you think it is to get them done?
Well, it's a lot more than that.
So I arrive home with a Lego set that was like £30 and I get the head bitten on. Ah, why are you buying a Lego set? You're not 12 anymore. We've no room in this house for a Lego set.
Yeah. That was after you spent £150 on the Lego set.
Your boss, £150. Yes, she goes out and gets her nails done. Do you know how much nails are?
No, how much?
Your missus is Mrs. Nails.
I thought you said she got it done at home.
Annie, I bought her the set for Christmas.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't have to. How much does your missus pay for nails? Sorry, how much does she tell you she pays for nails?
I don't even ask, to be quite honest with you.
Why don't you ask?
It's none of my business.
So you can't go out. You literally can't buy a packet of chewing gum without ringing her.
What?
I was in Spar last week.
Don't be telling lies. Don't be making up stories.
I was in Spar with Adrian last
stories,
week.
Stories.
Oh, it's a great story. I was in Spar last week with Adrian. This is actually a true story. And we were buying...
Allegedly.
No. And we were buying lunch and stuff like that, yeah? And they had this expensive wrap that they were doing. I think it was $12.99 for the wrap. It was a chicken Caesar wrap. And I ordered it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And ordered the wrap. And then Adrian says, hang on a sec there. He's on the phone. Are we okay for me buying a wrap? $12.99. I know it's a bit pricey.
It was very pricey.
Okay, hoodie. So I can buy it. He actually had to ask his missus for permission to buy a wrap.
That is not true.
That is actually true. Anyway, how often does your wife go to get her nails done?
Every couple of weeks.
$32.50.
That's nothing.
Sorry?
That's nothing.
Plus?
I thought you were going to save us £100.
Plus? Yes.
Yeah.
Plus tip. So they always give a tip. Now, I don't know why you have to tip someone for sticking a bit of plastic onto your nail. About £5 tip. So £38 every 2 months she's spending.
And? That's nothing.
What?
I thought you were going to say it's hundreds.
It's about £400 a year.
Ah, she deserves it.
Well, that's probably all your cigarette money she's using, isn't it, to get the nails done now. Anyway, ladies, get your nails done or you'll be on the shelf forever. You know, sphincters haven't got their nails done.
What?
Spinsters.
Spinsters don't have their nails
isn't
done.
Isn't that what they call?
An unmarried woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Spinster. Oh, God, Breed is saying that's cheap.
Yeah, that's what it's I thought.
Before we wrap up this little conversation, can one woman actually be honest? Because myself and my wife have separate bank accounts.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would know. 32 seems very cheap to me.
So I want you to be honest, ladies. How much is it actually to get your nails done? So, I mean...
And there's Laura arguing, I have a boyfriend and I don't have my nails done.
Is she lesbian?
I have a boyfriend.
Oh, she's a boyfriend. Because lesbians don't get their nails done either.
Do they not?
Have you ever seen a lesbian walk into a nail salon? I'd like my nails done. Give those a polish.
Oh, you stereotypical prick.
What?
All lesbians speak like that.
Most of them do. Well, I want my nails done there. I was out down the garden the other day.
Jesus, you're going to be in big, big trouble.
Lesbians can't get their nails done.
Why?
Do you not know that?
Why?
Can't get into it.
Why can a lesbian not get her nails done?
Work it out. Come on. You're a smart kid. Why can a lesbian not get...
I have no idea.
Come on, you do know. You're just afraid.
Absolutely no idea.
You're afraid to say it. Come on.
No idea.
I'm going to ask you the question again.
I don't have an answer.
Okay, here's the question, Adrian. Why do lesbians not get their nails done?
I don't know.
Why are you afraid to answer?
Because I don't know the answer.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Can we get going with this show?
You have to answer. Oh, sorry, £32, according to Geraldine Kinsella. That's fairly reasonable. Now, this is very interesting. That I suppose it depends on where you go, because Nikki Mamries? Nikki Mamries. What's her name? Spends £40 up, so I suppose it depends on where you go. So it ranges anything from 32 to 45. So why can lesbians not get their...
I have no idea.
Because they can't. How could they?
Okay.
How could they perform?
Perform what?
Fingering. You can't finger with a shellac.
Stop it now.
But you can't. Imagine if the shellac broke.
Stop it now. Okay, let's move on. Thank you. You asked.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Earlier on, about 2 hours ago, I had to drive somewhere, guys. And stick with me with this story because there is a moral to this story. And hopefully it will serve as a warning to a lot of you. So I was driving somewhere 2 hours ago and was driving up a kind of a laneway where I wasn't driving fast. And as I'm driving up, there's three lads walking in front of me. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm getting closer to them, I see them looking behind, so they know I'm coming behind them in the car. I was going maybe 20 kilometres an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just as I get up behind them, one of them turns around, sees them behind him, and jumps out in front of my car so that I would knock him over. And it scared the life out of me to the point that I literally pulled the car to the side. I'm after scratching the... Did you see my car in the car park?
No.
There's a scratch along the side of it. So let this be a lesson to you, ladies and gentlemen. Get a dash cam. So I didn't know that this happens, but I texted a mate of mine who's a member of Angarda Síochána.
Síochána, yeah. Yeah.
And he said this is real commonplace in Ireland now.
So literally people diving onto your car and then putting in a claim?
Yeah, so people are diving. They're literally seeing a car come along. Obviously, if you're doing 120 down the M50, they're not going to dive in front of you because that would kill them. But what they're doing is they're seeing the car coming up behind them. So your man turned around like that and literally jumped in front of me. Luckily, I swerved out of the way. He would have gone over the bonnet. So he was doing it to be able to claim that I ran him down and you end up in court. That's a very serious thing. I wonder if that happened to anyone else. Because I said I rang my mate, who's a Garda, straight away to see what the legalities, because I was shitting it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't hit him.
Good, yeah. That's
I ended
good.
Up scratching it off the wall. But I wanted to know what the story is. And he said, if you are driving, especially in Dublin City at the moment, you would be, and I'll quote, this is a Garda Síochána, well, not from the Dish Garda Síochána, a quote from a member of the Garda, yeah, is that you are fucking stupid if you don't have a dash cam.
Because if you do, you would have been able to prove that he did what you claim he did.
Yeah. Oh, no, he did do it. I'm not lying. Isn't that scary, though?
Yeah, that is a bit scary, all right.
So how much is a dash cam?
Either. Peanuts.
So Angela's saying, yep, well, yup. I don't know why a woman in her 50s would use the word yup.
Yup?
Yeah, yup. Certain words you shouldn't use when you're of a certain age.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like bro. Adrian called me bro earlier on.
Yeah.
Remember I was running late and you texted me and said, where are you, bro?
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
You're 62.
I'm not 62 or anything like it.
What?
I'm not 62 or anything like it.
But just be careful. Go and buy. So how much is a GoPro? Let me see.
Not a GoPro, a dash cam, you fool.
But what's a GoPro? Is it not
the
same thing?
GoPro's the thing that goes in your head.
Maybe I should put it on my head. Dash cam for your car.
Yeah.
But how do you know about a good one and a bad one?
They're all the same.
What do you mean they're all the same?
A dash cam is a dash cam.
And you have to get an engineer to put it into the car?
No, you just stick it to your windscreen.
332 quid. Sure, if he had sued me, I wouldn't have been sued for that much money.
Yeah, there's cheaper ones. There, 178. Look, there.
Is that all right, though?
Yeah, it's grand, yeah.
Now, does it record what's happening inside the car as well?
Some of them do.
No, I wouldn't want that.
Why?
No.
Why, what's going on in your car?
No, I just wouldn't.
Oh, your rambunctious kids jumping around like lunatics?
No, my kids aren't right. It's just sometimes myself and Mrs. D.
Don't be thinking. Your car, which is food flung all over from the kids, literally wrecking the gaff.
I actually...
You're saying that makes a romantic venue.
Oh, romance can be made anywhere. I have made love in places that you would not believe.
I probably would believe.
Okay, well, I won't tell you. just to that end, by the way, and this is actually scary as well. Adrian was saying that my car is like a pigsty.
Yeah.
And it is. You can't have... Why does Darren want to know what car I have? It's very... GDPR, Darren. None of your fucking business. I actually drive a... what car do I drive?
A Kia Yoke or...
A Kia? I wouldn't spit on a Kia.
A Hyundai.
It's a Hyundai...
Yoke, that one.
Santa Fe.
The GP Yoke.
Seven-seater.
Yeah, the L fella car.
Anyway, if you have kids, your car is always manky.
Yep.
And
well, I had a look in yours yesterday, Chase. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. The fucking state.
Well, it's nothing to do with me. It's my kids.
Keep it clean. Never heard of getting the car validated. State of it, honestly.
One of my kids.
You'd catch an infection if you got into that car.
One of my kids last week decided to do a dirty protest in the back of the car.
That's my point.
Not with poo, not like the prisoners do. And she literally got a chocolate bar and she smeared it all over the back of the car. Yeah, it's manky.
State of the car. Anyway, you won't even get a resale on it.
Shut up. So I have a warning for all of you.
Yeah, okay? Come on.
So I decided to valet.
Well, it must have been about a year ago.
Valet or valet?
Valet, yeah, valet car, yeah.
But why are they called valets?
I don't know. Whatever.
I did the V thing with the car a couple of weeks ago. I had a bit of time and I went to the service station and decided to valet the car. And I pulled back my young fella's seat in his car and there was a chicken nugget underneath it.
I knew by the look of it.
No, but here is the scary...
Honestly, there's stuff in your car so long that mould has even got fed up with it.
Well, to that end, I pulled back the seat and there was a chicken nugget.
With mould on it.
No, this is... And I don't know if anybody can explain to me how this happened. So I was able to trace back when that chicken nugget ended up there because we haven't been to... I only bring my kids tonight because I'm not a Pavo dad.
You bring them every week?
No, that's Pavo dad. You're a McDonald's dad.
No, you do.
You're a McDonald's dad.
Every second day I see...
Sorry, what do you mean you said, you park outside McDonald's to see if I'm driving
there? I see the cups and everything in your car.
Are you a McDonald's pervert?
I walk past your car and all I can see is McDonald's bags
that's
flung all over the place.
Fucking cup. I haven't replaced the cup.
But then it's there months.
Anyway, I don't bring my kids to McDonald's once a week. It's once every 3 weeks, okay?
Yeah, go on anyway. How long was the nugget there?
That nugget has been sitting behind his seat for three and a half weeks.
Ew.
That's not the issue here.
What is it?
The issue is the nugget was still intact.
As opposed to what?
No, that didn't have mould growing on it. How is that possible?
Oh, I don't know.
So if you leave...
What are you doing letting your kids eat in the car? Disgusting.
What?
It's disgusting.
The kids in the car, that's where they are.
That's disgusting.
Why, you never let your kids eat in the car?
No.
Well, in fairness, you only had them for an hour a week. That's all you did.
Yeah, that's it. You didn't need enough time to eat. That's all I had.
There's a serious issue here, Kennedy. Can I have your attention for a moment?
What, the nugget hadn't gone rotten?
Can someone explain to me how a nugget, like if I cut off your finger now and leave it there on that table and I come back tomorrow, it's going to have maggots all over it and it's going to be rotten and it's going to smell like gangrene.
Yeah.
Yeah. How come that nugget didn't have one bit of...
I don't know.
But I broke the nugget off as well. Yeah. And inside it, the chicken was absolutely perfect.
Well, why didn't you heat it up in the microwave and eat it?
Well, I wouldn't waste a microwave just to heat up one chicken nugget. Does anybody know how... You Google that. Amanda, can you find out for me, please?
Why nuggets don't deteriorate?
Yes, I need to know.
Because McDonald's isn't real food.
Well, it is real food. It is chicken, Jonathan. It's called a chicken nugget, so it's chicken.
Ah, how much of it is chicken, though? That's the question.
All of it is chicken.
Chicken?
All of it is chicken.
Burk, burk, burk.
And now Louise is saying as well, it's not real food. Well, Louise, my answer to you would be, fuck off.
No, she's right.
No, it's real. It is. McDonald's is real food.
Well, then why don't you bring them every day, if it's that good?
Can't bring them every 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, it is every week.
No, it's not every week. Okay. It's every second week. Every week it's KFC. So KFC, McDonald's, we swap between the two. So why did...
I've no idea.
So why did the chicken nugget...
Probably there's so much preservatives in them or something. I don't know.
But why would there need to be? Because a chicken nugget, from the moment it's cooked to the moment it goes... Like, how big of a box would you be into? I know it's a bit of a personal question because I'm going to tell you something now.
I'm not really mad into big boxes. No. For a small little compact box, that's my preference.
Well, the difference between you and I... is that I'd take a box of any size.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Desperate?
No, not desperate. I have a hunger.
For a big, greasy box?
No, I don't like a greasy box.
Right.
But I like a fairly decent-sized box. Okay?
Yeah, each to their own.
No, but each to their own. So what size box would you be going for?
Small and tight.
Small and tight?
Small. Like no.
What?
No room for manoeuvre.
Oh, Louise is going on again. She's shaming me. She's parent-shaming me. It's all the E numbers and
shite, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, there's E's in everything.
There was a song back in the day about McDonald's. E's are good, E's are good. And it was all about the E's in McDonald's
food. There's E's in everything.
No, there isn't E's in everything.
Yes, there's E's in everything.
You buy Brussels sprouts on your way home. No E's.
Yeah. Okay, here is Angela, very technical about this. The lack of moisture, high salt content and preservatives make it difficult for mould and bacteria to grow. Oh no, Angela, you're wrong, because on that same day, I also found a pair of socks in the back of the car belonging to my young fella that he played football in 3 weeks ago. And they literally, if you drop the sock on the ground, it'd be like, you know the sock you keep under your bed?
Hmm?
You know that sock you keep under your bed?
The sock that I keep under my bed?
You know, Socky Socky, you call them.
What?
Socky Socky.
How do you know that?
Because you've told me about it before. You know the way you're socky socky under the
yes,
bed?
Yes, yeah, whatever.
You know if you dropped it on the floor and literally walk across on it? My point is...
You're disgusting.
What? About a dirty sock? So his football sock was absolutely rancid. Literally, it was Chernobyl in a car.
So, so we've vile clothing, so I was right. I walked past your car and the fucking smell coming out.
Don't car shame me.
I will.
But let's just say when
in fact, later on, I'm going to take a photograph outside the window of the inside of your car, and it'll shame yourself. Yeah, I won't have to do it.
Let's just say if you were to get a UV light like they do in CSI, you know, they put the UV light on the
dead body parts and everything.
We got rid of those. We got rid of the dead body parts.
Why are your kids such manx?
They're just horrible kids.
Yeah. Get rid.
Anyway, would you eat the nut? How much would I have to pay you to eat the nut?
No, you're grand, thanks. You're grand.
No, how much?
No.
Anyway, sorry, just to finish off, you were asking me what size box I like.
Yeah.
And I go for a mega box.
Really?
Yep. I have eaten, have you seen the share box?
Where, in KFC?
No, that's a greasy box. I don't like a greasy box. Have you seen the sharing box? Have you ever shared a box with another man?
No, never. Never, ever, actually.
Really?
No, I just find that weird.
That's a great bonding experience.
Really?
Have you never sat in a car?
So you want me to come and join you and we'll share a box together?
Yeah. Have you never sat in a car late at night and shared a box with another bloke?
No, never. No.
Well, I have done. And
I think you should probably not disclose all the details.
20 times.
Really?
In and out of that box.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Why didn't you?
No, I just didn't want to. I don't like them. I really, really, really don't like them.
Okay. Is there a reason?
There is. I'll give you an example. I know of one.
Sorry, hello to people listening.
Good afternoon. How are we all?
If you want to get involved in this conversation, myself and Adrian, to my right. Should turn off that music.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Yeah, up and down like that. Anytime I listen to you when I'm off, and I do listen just to check to make sure you're not making balls of things.
Sad, man.
Like, I'm away next week, yeah, but I will check in on you just to see how much of a bollocks you're making of the show.
The door to this studio. Whose name is above the door?
Not yours, anyway. Your name's not there at all. Anyway, so I always check in on you to make sure that you're not making an absolute bollocks of it. And hello, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Anyway, if you want to throw in your tuppence worth to the conversation myself.
Sure, nobody knows what the conversation is.
Well, about to say, so if you want to, you don't need to just message good afternoon. We don't give a fuck about your afternoon, okay? Don't care about your afternoon. If you want to throw your tuppence worth in about this, now I don't mean to be insulting to our listeners,
yes,
because they pay our wages,
correct,
and put my kids through college.
What? She's that very young to be going through college.
Trust fund. I have a trust fund set up, yeah. And I don't know if many of you would, did any of you, any of our listeners go to a private school? So it's a debate that's going on at the moment in our house.
Because
our young fella is coming up to the age where we have to choose a secondary school.
Have you not got his name down for any?
Yeah. And not the one you went to.
Why, what's wrong with the one I went to? Great school.
He did mention that school. Marion College. He said, Daddy, would you put my name down for Marion College? And I said, do you want to be a washed up alcoholic former radio presenter like Adrian Kennedy? Says, no, Dad, I don't. He says, well then, don't go to the school that Adrian went to. Now, by the way, before Marion College,
can I just tell you, there is nothing wrong
before
with
Marion
Marion
College. Tried to sue me for this. I'm not saying that if you go to Marion College you'll end up as a washed up alcoholic radio presenter. Has been radio presenter, big in the 90s, not big now. You're like you know what you're like.
You're such a prick.
You're like Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis was everywhere in the 80s and 90s. Everywhere.
But here,
everywhere you looked. When was the last time?
The man's not well.
He's not well now, but before you. But when was the last time you saw Bruce Willis in a movie?
Well, he's been unwell for a couple of years.
Nah, that's no excuse.
Anyway, you're calling me a has-been washed up. You've been a sidekick all your life. Literally. You've been my sidekick. Click, watch. That's me kicking you. Sidekick.
Oh, I thought you said sidekick as in
no,
I can tell
sidekick.
That. Well, I can tell the future. Yeah.
Underdog.
I am a sidekick and I can tell that your career is going nowhere. Anyway, he doesn't want to.
I'm doing very well for myself. Thanks very much.
Anyway, he doesn't want to go to Marion College. No offence to Marion College.
There's nothing wrong with Marion College.
Well, they produced you.
What?
A washed up alcoholic.
You didn't need to say that again.
No, I had to keep it.
What school did you go to?
None of your business. Anyway, the debate in our.
They churn out sidekicks.
What?
That's literally your gig as being sidekick. Sidekick Dixon.
Hmm. Yeah. Anyway. Who else is a sidekick?
And even at the moment, even now in your other job, you're a sidekick. You're not the top dog.
No, why are you hurting me? Why are you saying that
you're
to hurt
sitting
me?
Here, you're sitting in
But why are you sitting there?
You're sitting in the little boy's seat. I'm sitting in the big man's seat. So, there we go. Anyway, how are we all today?
I'm fucking upset, Adrian, if you must know. You've literally put me down.
There's Debbie saying the show would be nothing without Jeremy. There you go. Do you pay her for that?
I'd say she fancies me.
Said no woman ever. Not even your own wife.
What?
Not even your own wife.
Oh, well, I wouldn't expect her to say it, in fairness. Have you seen me now compared to when I got married? I was a fox when I was on my wedding day.
Fox.
And now I'm like the fox that's been run down by the car. You know what I mean? Did you ever see the fox at the side of the road?
Roadkill.
With the fucking belly hanging out and the entrails and all that.
Stop it.
Anyway, you really hurt me, I have to say.
How? How?
By saying that I'm just a sidekick.
But you are. Face facts.
Yeah. Anyway, the conversation in our house at the moment is when I say it's not a conversation, it's not, because for once in our lives who sang that? What? How does he know where to put his hands on the piano?
What?
How does he know where to put his hands
on the piano?
What?
He feels.
All the keys are the same.
I don't know, he's brilliant.
Anyway, I'm going to close my eyes and try and...
But you haven't been blind all your life. When you're blind all your life, I used to work with...
No, so he has never seen it. So Stevie Wonder's a great on the piano, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
For once in my life. Why does he shake his head when he's singing as well? So Stevie Wonder has never seen a piano.
No, he hasn't, yeah.
So he doesn't know what a piano is, yeah?
Yeah.
Are we agreed on that?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
Or, sorry, was he able to see halfway through his life?
No, he's been blind since birth.
So for once in his life, he was always blind?
Yeah.
So how does he know what a piano is?
I don't know. I used to work with a blind man many years ago that was able to run a whole radio studio without being able to see it. Literally, he was able to do everything.
Ah.
Microphones, everything.
In fairness, my 4-year-old could run a radio studio.
No. You can't even run a radio studio. So this is you running a radio studio. Hello, everybody.
Can we get back to the conversation, ladies and gentlemen?
Private school, yes or no, basically.
Boys and girls. How does Stevie Wonder know where to put his fingers?
That's not the question.
No, but that's a bigger question. Because did you know on a keyboard how you know where to put your fingers? Because some of them have little dots on them.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, this one doesn't. Where did you buy this keyboard? Is this from Timu?
Probably, yeah.
Everything in this stage is cheap as fuck, including the clothes you're wearing.
You were the one who, when we started up this company, you can't spend a fiver on that.
It's very frugal.
That's an understatement.
It's frugal the word.
Oh no, Adrian, don't spend a fiver on a computer.
Yeah, when we were kitting out this studio, I went for the cheapest of everything.
Literally the cheapest.
Yeah, Aidan had his checkbook open. He was like, oh, let's buy gold-plated computers.
Yeah.
No. How does Stevie Wonder know how to play the piano? Answer the fucking question or we're not moving on from this conversation. How?
Ring him and ask him.
Have you ever seen him play the piano? He just puts his...
This blind man that I'm talking about that I used to work with years ago, he was able to play the piano as well. He was a musician.
How do you learn to play the piano when you're blind?
I don't know. I'm not blind. Joe Bollard there. Francis Egan just mentioned him. Joe Bollard is the man I'm talking
Who's
about.
Who's Joe Bollard?
He used to work at a radio station in Bray with him years ago.
How does she know Joe Bollard?
Because she's from Bray. Everybody in Bray knows Joe Bollard.
I'm from Bray.
You're not from Bray.
Sorry, I'm a big name in Bray.
A big name in Bray.
Oh, a huge name in Bray. Names and lights. You go up to the top of Bray Head, yeah?
Yeah, your name is on lights on the top.
That cross, yeah, my name is etched on that cross. Yeah,
okay, anyway, Joe Bollard, everybody knows who Joe is.
And come here, when Joe Bollard crosses the road, did the car stop for him?
He has his dog with him.
No. When Joe Bollard crosses the road, the car is like,
you're
stop.
Very funny.
I see, did I make fun of a blind man?
Yes. You're so literally taking the piss out of a blind man. You have no filter. You don't know where to stop.
For once in my life. Back to the conversation, yes?
Yep.
It was debated. A few of our friends, myself and my wife, because we...
Oh, here we go. I'm going to tell you exactly what you're going to say. We hang around in
no, mix.
We mix in salubrious circles.
Oh, yeah, we do. We would mix with high
gentry.
High flyers, we do.
Oh, there, Debbie. Jeremy, you are the worst DJ in Bray.
No, there's no argument there. So myself and my wife, we were out with celebrity solicitor Gerald King in there last week. And
Gerald wouldn't cross the road to see you.
That's because there's a Bollard in the way.
Stop slagging the blind man.
Is that really his name, Bollard?
Yeah, Joe Bollard, yeah. Stop slagging the blind man.
Stop slagging the blind man. So we were out with our middle class friends there at the weekend. Celebrity chef Nevin McGuire was there as well.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he was. And myself, no, that's actually true. Myself and Nevin are friends.
Whatever.
We actually are.
Oh, yeah, I believe you.
Sorry, hello.
Hello. Oh, now I'm going to show... Do you know who I am? No, you're an absolute knob.
I am a knob, but in this case...
So you're going to show me that you have Nevin Maguire's...
No, myself and Nevin, never sends me videos of... He likes a bit of DJing, he sends me videos from his kitchen.
What do you want, a medal?
No, I'm just saying. So I was out with Nevin, and this may or may not be true, the story. I was out with Nevin Maguire and celebrity solicitor Gerald Keane, yeah?
Robbie
Keane was there as well. How's me dream to go out and have lunch with you, Jeremy?
He said that.
How's me dream to meet you, telling me so it was.
Do you know the way we were talking about Bruce Willis being sick? I think you've got the same thing.
As Bruce Willis?
You live in a different world altogether.
Oh my God, now you've...
You literally are in a different world to the rest of us.
Yeah.
You genuinely believe you were out for dinner with all these people?
Anyway, the conversation, no, I wasn't out with those people, but some of our friends who would be quite hoity-toity.
Yeah. Up their own hole, basically.
Have said to us, I assume you're putting Luke into private school. Anything less is just ridiculous. How dare you?
And you hang around with people, knobs like that?
How dare you consider it has to be a private school? Oh, you couldn't put him into a national secondary school. And...
Are you hanging around with pricks like that?
Oh, yeah, it makes me feel low, actually. And I asked Adrian, because Adrian, back in the 90s when he was a big name, nothing now, literally nothing, doesn't even have a business card.
Who has business cards in 2025?
Do people not do business cards? I love a business card. Adrian, who's now nothing, literally a stain on my shoe, had big money in the 90s.
And look at the fucking state of your shoes.
He was a big name.
Did you actually walk out the front door today? Look at the charge of them.
Doesn't matter. It's a podcast. People don't care. Anyway, Adrian had big money in the 90s. Big, big money. You didn't you?
Did I?
Well, before the divorce cleaned you out, you were worth a few bob, weren't you? Ah, you were.
Was I?
You were worth a few bob.
Anyway, go on.
Didn't send your kids to
private school.
Now, I want you to tell me why. Sorry, before you do that, is there anybody listening to this podcast?
No, nobody at all.
There's no point asking the question. Who has ever gone to private school? Like, do you think, say Sean Mills there, do you think he went to private school?
I'd say he probably did.
I'd say he didn't even go to school.
Oh.
I'd say, you know when Sean finished school, I'd say, kindergarten. Say literally graduate. You know the way they graduate kids from kindergarten now? Have you ever seen that fucking ridiculous thing?
Yeah.
Where they pull caps
and
they give documents to... Yep. Oh, well done to Callum. Callum just graduated from kindergarten. Oh, what did you do? Shit yourself three times, Callum. And you're giving him a document.
Anyway, in answer to your question, I private school, no.
Why?
Of knobs, loads of cocaine.
Loads of cocaine.
I know a young one who went to private school and she was strung out in cocaine before she left.
That's not true.
That is actually true.
What?
That actually is true. I could tell you who she is. And you'd be shocked, yeah.
And was she happy?
No.
No, but was she?
I don't know how happy she is or otherwise.
No, but was she happy?
No, but if I was to tell you who she was, you would know who she is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're saying if you send your kids to...
They're hanging around with people that have loads of money and no.
Darren says this is a working class podcast. No, Darren, actually, I meet a lot of our listeners. And no, Darren, you would be working... Well, now, what's below working class?
What?
Darren, what's
you
below...
You can't be slagging off listeners like that.
Working class is like low. And then what's below working class?
Darren works in the biggest breaker's yard in Ireland. He'd break you.
Yeah, but what's lower than working class?
I wouldn't start winding that
fellow
up.
What's lower than working class?
Povos.
Okay, so Darren, you're a povo. Frances Egan from Bray said she went to a private school. Frances, there's more chance that I have three testicles, to be honest with you.
I did hear that. That's why you had to go for that operation.
Jerry Three Balls. Did you hear that nickname? So why didn't you send your kids?
Because I don't like what private schools are.
I'm the same. So I have a friend, as you know, a very famous friend. Oh, your woman. She's famous.
Take out another photo.
I know, she is famous.
Famous?
Ah, she will be, yeah.
In her own bedroom.
Ah, big name.
Big name where?
Big name everywhere. Her kids are all in private school.
Yeah.
And she says that in private school you make connections.
That's a load of bollocks.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
That's the quote from Aidan Kenny.
Yeah.
Private schools.
It's a load of bollocks.
Yeah. And I agree with you. So I didn't go to private school.
No. And look how you turned out.
And I figure, did you know how much it is a year?
That's stupid money, yeah.
But there's a college down the road from where I grew up. What's that college called?
Belvedere.
Belvedere? It's not even a college. Alexandra College.
Oh, that one?
Yeah, it's about, how much is that a year?
That's stupid money.
It's like about 12 grand. But someone said to me, all the women that went to Alexandra College are now like running, like Heather Humphreys probably went there.
Did she?
Well, I don't know, but she probably, I went to Alexandra College, oh I did. That's where I'll end to be the president of Ireland.
She's not the president of Ireland.
Oh, that was a waste of money, Heather.
She didn't win.
You went to the wrong school, Heather. But I don't know if Heather went to Alexander College.
I doubt she did.
But you know the women that are running companies and all that?
Yeah.
They all went to private schools.
Yeah, I know that. But the problem is, like, say your young fellow goes to private school.
I don't want to badmouth people who do nails for a living, okay?
No, I want you to listen to me. Say your young fellow was to go to a private school.
Yeah.
And they're all in the yard one day. Oh, my daddy is a barrister in the High Court.
Yeah.
And another fellow says, my daddy
is... here we go. I know where this is going.
My daddy is a surgeon in St. James's Hospital.
Here we go. Line it up. Tee it up there.
And then your young fella, my dad does a mad podcast called Opinions Matter.
First of all, my son doesn't speak like that.
He probably will by the time he gets there.
And second of all, he wouldn't say that because he's actually embarrassed about the job his dad does. So he'd literally lie if they asked him. Oh no, I would. He'd be shunned, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He'd be going to school with, my dad runs, what's the name of that big accountancy firm?
KP Morgan.
KP Morgan or KPMG or something
one
like
of
that.
Them, yeah.
And what does your dad do? Oh, he's a podcaster.
Yeah.
Okay, point taken.
Yeah.
They will not be going to a private school.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
We need your help with something, ladies and gentlemen, listening to this as we record it live. So a lot of you who listen to this podcast don't realise that when we record it, we actually have a live audience. Hey!
There's nobody here.
Do some canned clapping.
There's Amanda, that's it.
Okay, let's all do clapping together. Ready, Amanda? 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, live audience. Live audience. No, there's definitely nobody here.
So people wouldn't be aware of that because they often say, people who listen to the podcast, and don't listen to when I'm recording it, go, who are you guys talking to? Like, who are the callers and all that? So we have listeners who are listening to this as we record it live, and we're going to ask for their participation in this part of the show. Because before we pressed record, the big red record button here, myself and Adrian, I was telling Adrian that our young fella is, he was grounded.
It was a very quick grounding.
He was grounded, and we decided that we'd ground him for a couple of weeks. It's just he was being a bit bold, so we decided to ground him for a couple of weeks. And that happened on Monday, and we grounded him. And by Tuesday, we decided, let's lift the grounding, because it's actually horrible having kids in the house.
Way to be a strong parent.
It's
horrible, though. Way to discipline.
So we're like, you're grounded for 2 weeks. You will not see.
The light of day.
You will not smell grass for 2 weeks. You will not. You see your friends out playing there? They can look at you in the window. You are grounded. And then by 24 hours later, we were like, let's lift the grounding because this is too much hassle. He's annoying us in the house. Anyway, my parents and Adrian's parents were completely different in that when we got grounded, especially my parents, I don't know, you obviously didn't grow up in a strict house because you were smoking and drinking at the age of 10.
I used to smoke and drink hanging out the window.
Yeah, literally saying, Ma, look what I have me hand, Ma. Look what I have,
yeah,
man.
That's exactly right.
That's the way Ballybrackers raised their kids.
That's the way it was.
Ballybrack kids weren't really raised. Sure they weren't.
What happened?
They were raised by the streets.
Dragged up, you mean?
No, not even dragged up. No.
Well, I did spend my entire childhood out on the streets.
Half of us didn't know who our parents were.
No, I did.
For the record. But half of us didn't know who our parents were.
And
the other half who did know who our parents were, your parents didn't give a fuck about you. And you were raised by the streets.
Raised by the streets. Yeah. Well, I did. And I'll be honest, I did.
Mr. Whippy raised you.
I did spend all my childhood out on the streets. I did.
You what?
I did spend my entire childhood out on the streets.
Yeah, you were raised by the streets.
Climbing trees.
But anyway, my parents were very, very strict. They were like your man Von Trapp.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they used to blow a whistle for dinner and all that. And we used to sing Raindrops and Roses. No, we weren't that bad. But I was once grounded for the whole summer. I can't say why I was grounded. Anyway, while I'm telling this story...
Sorry, it must have been very severe.
I was. We still... It's one of those subjects. Like, there's certain subjects that I still can't bring up in front of...
Your mother?
My mother.
And that's one of them?
Be the same as you and your father. Your 4 failed marriages.
4?
Yeah, 4.
6.
Oh, 6? You can't bring that up in front of your dad. That gives him grey hair. Oh, Adrian, why did you fail so many marriages? It's because of you, Tony. You let the streets drag him up.
Anyway, get on with it.
So we want to hear from you. If you were grounded when you were a kid, what was the reason? So I was grounded for the whole summer. I can't remember I was about 10. So we're talking about 1993.
1993?
Yeah. Yeah, I was 10 years of age. And 1993.
You started working with me in 1994. You weren't just 11.
No, no. So in 1993, I was 10 years of age. And those
this
of you
may or may not be true.
No, anyway. It is true. Those of you who remember 1993, it was a beautiful, beautiful summer. And I did something really, really bad on the first week of the school holidays. Now, I mean, give me a scale of 1 to...
Well,
you give me the scale and I'll tell you what it is on the scale.
Oh, a scale of 1 to 10?
11.
Really? What, did you murder somebody?
It could have ended up in court.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it could have ended up in court.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah. It was bad.
So you were grounded for the whole summer.
And I remember when my parents said, they said, oh, they were never so angry with me. Maybe I will say what... Oh, I can't really, can I?
Why? Are we likely to be sued?
No, you're not going to. It's slightly illegal.
Well, no, it is illegal.
Oh, I did something that was... I was going through a bad patch.
You were going through a bad patch the age of allegedly 10.
10 in 1993, yeah. 10.
In 1993.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, by the way, the summer of 1983 was a beautiful summer.
No, it wasn't. Definitely wasn't 83. I wasn't even born. So 1993. Anyway, the thing I did, which was...
It was terrible.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Like, as he told me off air, it was bad, bad.
I was nearly put into, what did
the Oberstown.
The other place that the kids used to give her the
St. Patrick's.
For the Christian Brothers that hit you.
St. Patrick's Institution.
Oh,
no?
What? Yeah, one of those. Borstal, is that what it's called?
Borstal?
Yeah, I was nearly put into a Borstal. We're talking bad.
It's been Borstal since
it was
dark ages.
It was Borstal. Anyway, they decided, they sat me down and there was screaming matches and oh my God, wooden spoons were taken out and the whole lot. And they said to me, you're grounded for the whole summer, Jeremy. And I said, yeah, right. Oh, we'll see about that. And I annoyed them every day and they literally grounded me for the whole summer. And the summer of 93, I just Googled it there, the average temperature during the summer of 1993 was 19...
Jeremy was 19 or 20, yeah.
No, 10. But 10. It was 19 to 21 degrees. So it was
19 to 21
it
degrees.
It was a
lovely
summer,
yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't see... I looked like... When we went back to school in September, I looked like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Although I wasn't friendly, I was very angry because I hadn't seen. So I didn't get to smell grass.
Anyway, the point you're making is you were literally grounded for the whole summer, but when it came to grounding your young fella for misbehaving or whatever,
yeah,
barely 24 hours.
Now, here,
what was the point?
They're starting to come in.
And it was pissing rain the other day.
Yeah. Dave says, I was grounded for 2 months and made repaint the back garden. How do you paint grass? That's ridiculous. For leaving out a bottle of white spirits that my special needs brother drank.
Oh, dear.
Now, Dave, I have to say, that's kind of on a par of what I did.
Yeah.
You don't know what I did.
I did. You told me off air.
That was only the part of the story.
Oh, there's more to it?
Oh, there's more to it, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, my story involved a sibling.
Yeah. And you've only one.
And I've only one. It involved a sibling and possible attempted murder.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Possible attempted murder. No, we won't call it murder, no, because it wasn't premeditated. What's that called if it's not premeditated?
Manslaughter.
Yeah, manslaughter. Well, no, sister slaughter, it would have been called. So that's quite bad. In school, says Jonathan, I drew a picture of two people fucking. Oh, God. You should probably proofread these, Amanda, before you send them to us. In school, I drew a picture. I don't even know where this is going. Will I read it?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
In school, I drew a picture of two people fucking. The teacher caught me. My mother was informed. Oh, stop, stop. My mother was informed. She literally bit the shit out of me. What else does he say?
I assume he was meant to say bait the shit out of me.
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding. I was grounded for months, laughing now, but wasn't laughing back then. So grounded for months on end for drawing a picture in school of two people at it.
Now, Eve, how do you draw a picture of a couple fucking?
I don't know.
How would you put... That's great artistry, though, isn't it?
What?
It's a very hard thing to draw.
No, look, you just draw... No, no.
What position are we talking here?
There's your little stick man, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's you.
Yeah, there's his little willy, yeah?
Yeah, that's you,
and
yeah.
There's the stick woman.
Let me see the picture. Adrian's just drawing a picture of a couple having sex.
Yeah, there we are, look. And he's giving it... Look, there you go.
No wonder you've only ever had two kids, if that's the way you have sex.
That
looks like you're on a seesaw.
What?
Have you had sex?
No, that's him with his willy and he's giving it to her and she's got her little dress on.
I've had sex on a seesaw before.
Really?
Ah, yeah. It has its ups and downs.
Anyway, moving on.
Aoife O'Shaughnessy, yeah?
Yep.
Got grounded for chasing her sibling with a knife. Now, Aoife, that's kind of where I was at. There was a weapon involved.
Right.
And my sister was involved. And it was kind of like that. It was pretty, pretty bad. So keep them coming in. My
name was Michelle Grounded MacDade as a kid, constantly pushing my poor mother's buttons. So in other words, constantly grounded.
No, we need specific cases where why you were grounded. There's no point in just saying I was grounded out.
Okay, so your son, you said to him, you're grounded now for weeks on end, and it's lasted 24 hours.
Literally 24 hours, yeah. And as he was walking out the door, he literally turned around to
probably gave you the finger.
No, my son wouldn't do that. It was the two fingers.
Oh, was it? All right.
And he said, Dad, I knew I'd win this one. I was like, yeah, you did. Paul Brady.
That's brilliant discipline.
I unscrewed the teacher's chair and it collapsed when she sat on it.
Oh, dear.
But that's not going to get you grounded, sure it's not.
Yeah, would if they knew you did it.
No, that's school, though. That's detention.
Oh, yeah, that is detention, yeah. Oh, no, maybe you got grounded for it when you got home.
So what did you get grounded for? Because we need to look, we're over.
We're way over. I can't even remember. I remember being grounded for a week for something, but I can't remember what it was.
Sean Neal says, I got expelled from secondary school, but I wasn't grounded. Now, Sean, that story cannot be true.
Why?
There's no way you ended up in secondary school.
Oh, at all?
There's literally not a hope.
Ever?
That you remember you had to do the entrance exam for secondary school?
Yeah, I do.
So they wouldn't let the tick kids into the school. Do you remember that?
Yes,
did you
I
not
do.
Have that in your school?
No, I didn't.
So in our school, we had an entrance exam, yeah? Because they used to have streaming in their school.
Mm-hmm.
You know the way they mix everybody in together now? Because, oh, no, you have to be inclusive. You have to be inclusive. So, you know the way I'm more intelligent than you?
No.
Oh, absolutely. I do. I've third level education. I have a H-dip.
You don't even know what H-dip means.
What?
What does H-dip mean?
Ah, he's a rapper, an American rapper. Yo, H-dip here. H-dip here.
You don't even know what a H-dip is.
Back in the day, they would put all children in the same, in different classes, depending on how academic you were.
Yeah.
So I was in the top tier.
No, you weren't. You were in the dunces class.
No. We don't really use that word anymore.
Ah, we do. I just did.
No, we literally
just did it.
So I was Premier Division, yeah?
Yeah.
You were Wrexham. You were literally in the lower division.
Yeah.
Did you ever smoke in the confession box?
No, why? Did you?
What?
Did you?
No, I'm just that's saying, it sounds like the type of thing that you would do. You would go in and have a fag with a priest.
In the church?
Yeah, in the church.
No, I didn't. No.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.